Today is Christmas Day. Welcome back, everybody. Today is Christmas Day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You're here. You did it. The last day. Thank you for journeying with us. And so on this Christmas Day, we continue reflecting upon the great love of Jesus Christ for us through the sermons of St. Alphonsus Liguori. And there is one that really has captured my attention today.
Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. This day is born to you a Savior. And what tidings could be a greater joy to a race of poor exiles condemned to death than to be told that their Savior was come, not only to deliver them from death, but to obtain for them liberty to return to their own country. And this is what the angels announce to you. A Savior is born to you. Jesus Christ is born to you to deliver you from everlasting death and to open heaven to you, our true country, from which we were banished because of our sins.
So the good news without the bad news is no news at all. St. Alphonsus always is able to bring out the bad news and the good news. The bad news is without Jesus coming into the world to save us, we're lost. But today we celebrate the good news, the birth of Jesus Christ, who saves us from sin. And sometimes we forget something, and it's very important here. Jesus doesn't just save us from sin. He saves us for sonship. I mean, God could have done it differently. He could have just saved us from eternal damnation and then left us sort of floating in this neutral position. But he doesn't do that. He saves us from eternal damnation, eternal separation from him, and then brings us to the point where we have the possibility of eternal happiness. God goes far beyond what we deserve in sending his son. So it's not that he just saves us from sin. He saves us for divine intimacy with him. If you can imagine having this debt, this financial debt that would take lifetimes to pay off, and that your children would still be paying off this debt. And no matter how hard you work in this life, you're never going to pay it off. And your consequence is going to fall upon your children as well, a deep financial debt. And then you have a benefactor that comes into your life, a very generous benefactor. And not only does he say, I'm going to pay off your debt, which would invoke great joy, but then he says, and I'm also going to give you an inheritance. You are now part of my family. You are mine. You're one of my own. All I have is yours. This is the truth that we have in Jesus Christ. He saves us from sin for the eternal inheritance that is his. We share in divine friendship with God.
You know, St. Alphonsus, actually, just in passing, I just thought this was beautiful. He was talking about how the cave in which Jesus was born had no doors, and it was open to anybody. All were welcome to come and see the newborn king. And I just feel like that's how Jesus is still yet today. He's there waiting for us in the tabernacle, waiting for us to come see him. St. Peter Chrysologus writes that if our Redeemer had come in order to be feared and respected by men, he should have come as a full-grown man and with royal dignity. But because he came to gain our love, he chose to come and to show himself as an infant, and the poorest of infants, born in a cold stable between two animals, laid in a manger on straw, without clothing or fire to warm his shivering little limbs. Thus would he be born who willed to be loved and not feared. Ah, my Lord, what was it that drew thee from heaven to be born in a stable? It was love, the love thou bearest towards men. What took thee from the right hand of thy Father, where thou sittest, and placed thee in a manger? What snatched thee from thy throne above the stars and made thee to lie on a little straw? What changed thy position from amidst the angels to be placed betwixt two beasts? It was all the work of love. Thou inflamest the seraphim, and dost thou not shiver with cold? Thou supportest the heavens, and must thou be now carried in the arms? Thou providest food for men and beasts, and now dost thou crave a little milk to sustain thy life? Thou makest the seraphim happy, and now dost thou weep and moan? What has reduced thee to such misery? Love has done it. Thus would he be born who willed to be loved and not feared. Love then, love, O souls, exclaims St. Bernard. Love now this little child, for he is exceedingly to be loved. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it really is.
I just thought, you know, like that's the whole reason why he came, was so that we would return his love. He just wants us to love him. St. Maximus says that for this reason, amongst others, Christ chose to be laid in the manger, where the animals were fed, to make us understand that he had become man also to make himself our food. In the manger, where the food of animals is placed, he allowed his limbs to be laid, thereby showing that his own body would be the eternal food of men. Besides this, he is born every day in the Blessed Sacrament in the hands of the priest at Holy Mass. The altar is the crib, and there we go to feed ourselves on his flesh.
What an interesting connection between the Eucharist and the birth of Jesus being born into a trough that is to feed animals. Jesus is our true life. And remember in John 6, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life within you. This Christmas day, we can go celebrate Mass and we can receive that same body who was born into that feeding trough in that cave over 2,000 years ago. You know, I wasn't there at the birth of Jesus, but Jesus comes to me in the Mass.
So I think on reflecting on St. Alphonsus's sermons over this entire Advent and now Christmas Day, I just think, what is my response supposed to be? And I just feel like I have absolutely everything to gain and nothing to lose by giving myself over to Christ, by receiving him in the Eucharist, by having a sacramental life, by loving those that God has put in my life, by serving him, for striving for holiness, for growing in virtue. It's all for our good and for not just our salvation, but for the salvation of others. And so I'm just so grateful for this time to reflect, to think, and to see, you know, where is God calling me to maybe refine and to do better?
Yes, and it's been really good for me as well to reexamine my heart. And this journey that you've been on with us is really our journey. So it's a joy for us, for you to join us, because we're just like you. We're just struggling our way through life. We got responsibilities. We got things to do. And in the midst of this, we remember Jesus and the liturgical season. And here we are in Advent. And thank you for...
It's not Advent anymore.
Well,
it's Christmas.
We're done. But thank you for joining us through this season. We're not done. We're done the series. But we continue to be dedicated to serving you. Every Wednesday, we will be coming out with a video, at least every Wednesday. And we will continue to put out series like this throughout the year. We're not sure, not quite ready to announce our next one. There will be a next one. It will be sooner than later, so please stay connected. If you want to get all our videos, you can head over to kenandjanelle.com, our new website, to sign up and get all our future videos that way and notifications when we are going to be doing a new series. But until then, we'll see you next Wednesday. Any last words?
And Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. God bless you guys.